Based on author Barbara Diane Berry's popular course, Art for Self-Discovery, and supported by research in psychology and the science of brain function, her new book, Painting Your Way Out of a Corner, guides readers through the process of overcoming blocks and expressing themselves freely in painting through a series of exercises that emphasize improvisation and risk-taking. You'll learn how to quiet your inner critics and strengthen creativity. The more we learn to play and accept whatever appears on the page, the more we're able to try new things in life, according to Barbara. She is an artist and art teacher in New York City under the educational outreach program at Symphony Space. She teaches in public schools throughout New York City's five boroughs and gives tours in the city's finest museums. Again, the title of the book is Painting Your Way Out of a Corner. We welcome Barbara Diane Berry to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much for being here and for sharing your knowledge with us. Before we go too much further, talk about the corner that we're in and this idea of being stuck. What exactly do you mean by that?
I mean that in there's many facets of it, but what comes to mind immediately is our world is high pressured. We need to make decisions. We need to make changes. Sometimes it's a habit. Sometimes it's something to do with our children. More and more pressure is being put on the individual to figure things out. And I don't think in our constant world of input, whether it's our computers or our smartphones or our commuting, whatever you're doing, it's too fast-paced. It doesn't give people a chance to really sit down, be quiet, and let things perk a little bit. But more than that, I don't think logic always works. And most people think that if they just think harder, try harder, make lists, make pros and cons, that you know they should be able to figure it out. And it doesn't always work that way.
So what brought you to journal painting? You can describe what that is while answering that question.
Sure. Well, I've been an artist, and I've also been a teacher. But in my own artwork, I was getting afraid to take risks. I would scrape things off. I would do it again. I would doubt what I was doing. But I began to see that was happening in my life, too. I wasn't able to move out of a bad job. I wasn't able to make some critical decisions. So I started painting in a notebook just for myself. No one was going to see it, and I hoped that would take some of the pressure off my need to be perfect, to find the right answer all the time. And at first, it was really still a battle of doing art with a capital A. But after a while, I started to listen to the voices inside me that were saying, well, that's not good enough, or that's silly, or what do you think you're doing? And I started to paint my critics. And I started to paint in an improvisational way without deciding what I was doing, just sort of making it up, very much like, you know, comedy improv. And I also got in touch with my humor. I found it very difficult to laugh at my own mistakes. And it's very difficult to move yourself when you're that rigid. So painting in your journal is painting every day or as often as you can, putting your brush into a color and letting it just like a Ouija board move around the page and see what happens. And then add another color and another stroke and another image or shape and then see what it suggests to you. I mean, if you ever pick up a rock, you might say, oh, that looks like a skull. Or if you looked at the grain of wood, you might say it looks like, you know, the lines in a river. Our minds are full of images. We think in images.
But to not think while you're thinking in images, right? I mean, that's sort of the point.
Exactly. It's a conundrum. It's holding two opposites at the same time. You need your left brain to pick up the brush, put it in the water, put it in the paint, put it on the page, but it's wonderful, and it's the way our brain works. While the left is handling all the symbols and the particular hardcore things, our right brain is wandering around looking for ways to connect things. And that's when you get an aha moment, when your brain, it's all in there.
Yeah.
Your brain makes a little connection and goes, ooh, I see, you know, an eye. I see a tail. I see a nose. I mean, it sounds very funny, but it's how our brain works.
Which is different than sitting down and saying, okay, I'm going to think river, I'm going to think I.
Right, right.
So then, once you reach that point and you realize that it's a river or an I or a tail or whatever it may have been that your brain took you there, should you then go, does that process come much later, or do you, is it then that you allow yourself to be more active in the creativity?
Oh, yes. In fact, once you get a little idea, that's like a gift, and you pursue it, and you try to make that river or make that rest of the face to go with the eye, and try to put as many details as you can. You know, all the time saying, this doesn't have to be perfect, this is not a lifelike image, I'm not a camera. And the more you take little risks, one step at a time, it makes space inside you somehow that when you're out in your life, you're going to start to take little baby risks also. It translates without your having to work at it, without your having to look at your journal and go, well, I want to solve this problem today. It's like exercising. You know, you practice mathematics, you practice in the gym. You don't go, well, now I'm going to, you know, lift that truck. You get stronger, you know, little by little.
What is it, do you think, about the freedom that comes in that risk-taking that we even put up a barrier for ourselves as something as simple of, look, we bought the paint, we bought the paper, we bought the, we have the brush, and yet we're not willing to take that risk because we don't want to screw it up.
All right. It's a biggie. I don't know where it comes from, whether it's schools or well-meaning grown-ups in our lives. Making mistakes is not looked at as, a step in growth, except from, you know, birth on, that's how we learn, by trial and error.
Right.
But somehow, as an adult, it's not allowed.
But in art, there really isn't a mistake, mm-mm. Right? I mean, there is no right or wrong.
Correct. Lots of gray.
Yeah.
And which is a color most people don't want to use.
But that's determined by you, and can be seen as a much different color or a much different attitude or meaning by somebody else.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I do find that there are color biases, you know, that people think, you know, oh, they want the pink and they want the turquoise, but they don't like brown, and they don't like green that's too yellow. And that's another piece of the process is, hey, you know, that's what my left brain says. That's what I'm defining myself by. Now I need to look at something else. I need to try another way so that I can open another door inside me.
So often,
I find that gray makes beautiful snow, or gray makes other colors pop. Black makes wonderful, you know, outlines around our colors. There's just lots of ways that people don't know to explore, and that's what I hope to help with, to cross some boundaries that people don't even know they have.
We think about journaling so often in a writer sense, and for those of us who for creative writing and so forth of keeping a journal and allowing a place to express our thoughts. So you talk about journal painting and allowing yourself that creativity and to express yourself each day. You've been doing this for many years. So when you look back, I assume you can tell what mood you were in or what was happening at any given time, or it's a reflection of what's going on.
I can remember where in the page I got stuck and what I found to get me through it. Maybe it was making more little dots. Maybe it was going back and adding something that I liked making earlier. Maybe it was trying another color. There are lots of ways to move through a block without letting it freeze you in place. So yes, my paintings are like little journal, you know, journeys, little recordings of what happened that day, as much as I can remember. I've done so many, but exactly, that's one of the nice things. It's like a map. You can go back and look at the map of what happened.
And one of the things that you make very clear in this book is look, you know, have fun with it. Don't take yourself too seriously in this process.
Oh, yeah. Yes, because as soon as you say, oh, well, I don't like this or that isn't me, then you close the door. And in, you know, improv acting or comedy, you have to always say yes. Whatever comes up, you have to say yes. If you react to the other person and what they say by going, that doesn't fit here, I don't like that, I don't do that, you know, our own self-image gets in the way of finding out all those other juicy pieces of us inside.
An inner critic, which can be much harsher, as you described, than someone in the outside who is saying
absolutely.
To us, maybe it should be this or maybe it should be that.
Correct. You know, I remember as a child running my bicycle through some things that dogs left on the on the pavement.
Yes.
And how, you know, horrifying that was to everybody and to me. And, you know, I was a child. I was riding a bike, you know. It was nobody's fault. But those kinds of little things, you know, get inside us and say, you know, be careful. Don't make a mistake. You know? So.
And once we have, I guess, in reading the book, you get the idea that this isn't so much your goal is to free us up really in many avenues of our life and not solely about better art.
Oh, it really has, the art is a vehicle, but it has so little to do with art. I mean, certainly
yeah.
I would want people to have fun with
sure.
color. The colors are wonderful. The brushes are wonderful. But, you know, this is so great when you need to de-stress or meditate or you've lost a friend or a job or you're ill or you need to, you know, find some more options to some things in your life. This is critical to that. I feel it's like, you know, these are skill sets, and they're not really taught so much in the schools, you know. In fact, art is, you know, one of the things that goes.
Right.
So.
It's a fascinating discussion. The book is Painting Your Way Out of a Corner, The Art of Getting Unstuck. It is published by Tarcher Penguin. Barbara Diane Berry is the author. Barbara, thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. Best of luck, and again, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. What a lovely, lovely morning.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you. Again, the title of the book is Painting Your Way Out of a Corner. Painting Your Way Out of a Corner. It is published by Tarcher Penguin. Barbara Diane Berry is the author. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.